It's noon on a Tuesday in the Sandy Bell Gallery of the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art. The natural light showering the galleries above barely makes it down the stairwell, yet the art on the wall seems even more alive and colorful thanks to the music being created before me. The artist responsible is Professor Konstantinos Karathanasis. Dr. K, as his students call him, is this week's performer in the museum's Tuesday Noon Concert Series, which consists of a 30-minute musical showcase each week through April 23rd. For Dr. K, it's the perfect marriage of sight and sound.
I think it's very inspiring because we are surrounded by abstract paintings, abstract art, and this type of music is very similar to it. It is abstract too, in the sense that you can rarely recognize melodies, rhythms, and harmonies. So in the same way that we enjoy abstract art for the colors and the shapes and the textures, we also enjoy contemporary electroacoustic music for the same reasons, for the colors of the sounds and the textures.
Dr. K has been producing music for nearly 20 years. He says creating electronic music is like creating the art that's on exhibit at the museum.
In a certain way, it is very, very similar to the way a visual artist works, a sculptor, because we do not deal with abstract ideas of sound. We do not deal with notes and scores. We have an immediate feedback on what we do, in exactly the same way a visual artist, a sculptor, a painter has an immediate feedback on his actions on paper or on the material he or she works.
Norman, resident and museum patron Worth Middleton, agrees.
Well, I'm in a modern art exhibit, a lot of 20th century art, a lot of non-representational type art. It's very serene, also very intellectually invigorating. Walls are painted a muted gray, and it's all yields an experience where it allows you to concentrate on the art itself.
Middleton attends as many concerts as he can. He only missed one or two last semester.
I'd say this is more like a high point of my week. I'm retired and I don't have a whole lot to do, and I look forward to coming down here every week. For me, it's easy to get here and it's free. There's no hassle. It's a weekly event. There's always something new and different to look forward to, and it's a wonderful thing.
Middleton says he is always moved by the performances.
I concentrate on the music, and I let it take me where it will. I especially remember a vocal concert last semester that, frankly, this macho guy started to cry at one of the alto performances. Her voice was really beautiful, and it just swept me away.
Dr. K says connecting with audience members like Middleton is one of the greatest benefits for performers.
Very glad that there is audience and we're able to share the music with them, be able to listen to reactions. We compose music not just for our own sake. We compose music to be able to share it with other people. So it's really good. It's really good.
Dr. K's music isn't like the typical music performed in the Tuesday Noon Concert Series. It requires hours and hours of editing behind a screen.
Well, it has many names, many, many names. And different countries actually prefer different names. Here in the United States, it's called by electronic music or computer music. Also, you will find it as electroacoustic music or acousmatic or fixed media. It's very new. It's very recent. It has started during the early 50s. So I guess the theorists and the musicologists are still debating about what's the proper name of this. But all it matters to us as composers is the sounds and how it sounds.
Although Dr. K's style of music may not necessarily be relaxing, he says it still provides a great escape from reality.
It's food for imagination. Some people compare it as cinema for the ears, where you are subjected to different sounds and then you imagine, you let your imagination run wild and make the sense for your own.
The next concert on Tuesday, March 12th, stars Professor Suzanne Turk on the clarinet. For Assignment Radio, I'm Kaylee Doherty.